The Chinese government has issued an extremely frank document on the urgent need for rural reform. It's called simply Document Number 1, and the official Xinhua news agency says it shows that resolving rural issues has become the Communist Party's top priority. The document contains measures to boost the incomes of the country's 800 million rural residents. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing.
Two things have made the lot of the Chinese peasant worse than usual in recent years. Firstly, after 15 years of increased prosperity following the death of Chairman Mao, falling crop prices have meant many rural incomes have declined over the last 5 years. Secondly, the relationship between the capital, Beijing, and the provinces has changed. Beijing no longer subsidizes the regions, so local officials have to find money for themselves. The easiest way, extorting it from the peasants. Put these two trends together and you get a lot of angry peasants. After a decade of focusing on urban development under former President Jiang Zemin, the new leadership of President Hu Jintao and Premier Wen Jiabao clearly see that it's time to act in the countryside. At a news conference, Chen Shiwen, a senior party leader on rural issues, presented the government's case for change. Peasants make up the majority of the Chinese population, he said. If farmers are not rich, it's impossible for the country to be rich and strong. Chen made clear that Beijing is looking to change the way rural officials think. Real political achievements are not just about GDP growth or how many beautiful big projects we've launched, he said. They're about whether these can bring sustainable growth to farmers' incomes. Officials will not be judged in future by raising GDP, he added, but by whether they raise the income of peasants. As policy changes go, this is a big one. And to achieve it, the government plans to pump $20 billion into the rural economy, partly to subsidize again local governments, so they in turn don't have to gouge the peasants for extra taxes. Bank loans will be made easier for farmers to attain, and local officials will not be allowed to commandeer farmland to build infrastructure projects. But, as always in China, implementing such noble policies will be more difficult than simply publishing them. Nanjian is a village of some 100 families and, it seems, almost as many dogs. It sits in the shadow of the Great Wall north of Beijing, not far from a newly built highway. In many ways, it's a typical Chinese village, enclosed courtyard houses, unpaved roads, trash rotting in the streets. Gu Shishan has lived here for every one of his 62 years, trying to scrape a living on the tiny patch of earth where he plants corn every year. He says his life, which was so improved in the initial post-Mao era of the 1980s, has become much more difficult.
From the 90s代的初一直到现在，反正是。
It's hard earning money these days, he says, his wind-beaten face squinting into the winter sun. We need help from the central government, whatever help they can give us, he says. Gu sweeps his hand towards the four-lane highway behind the village. They've built all these huge infrastructure projects. What good has it done us, he asks. We don't benefit from them at all. Gu hasn't yet heard of Document Number 1, but when told of its aims, he says he likes the sound of it, and he hopes it's for real. Experts also like the sound of it. David Zweig researches Chinese rural issues at the University of Science and Technology in Hong Kong. He says the document's aims are good, but points out that it's not been written purely out of benevolence for the peasants. The party clearly sees a potential challenge to its power.
I think they see a serious concern in the countryside in terms of stability, party rule, and their own power base. That's clearly part of the motivation for them. The level of unrest in the countryside has been increasing dramatically. Statistics show that rural protests have been rising year by year by year.
70 years ago, Chairman Mao took the theories of industrial Marxism and adapted them to largely agricultural China. It was the peasants that were key to putting the Communist Party in power, and it seems that the new generation of leaders believe they'll be crucial in keeping it there. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.